USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen, the judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. There's a grandfather from Puerto Rico who says he finds Trump fascinating. There's a software engineer who works for Disney who claims she doesn't have any opinion of former President Trump, and there's an oncology nurse among the group.
Things are getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported in four states Wednesday. Authorities say residents in parts of Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were unable to call 911. Parts of southern Texas are still having some issues. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not going anywhere. USA's John Schaefer.
The democratically controlled Senate swiftly dismissed the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional, they argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans attempting various motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines.
President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Biden called on the House to pass the package this week. Speaker Johnson said he plans to hold a vote by Saturday. Prince Harry has officially changed his country of residence to the United States. Newly released paperwork revealed the Duke of Sussex updated his information last June, although he and his wife Meghan Markle have lived in California for several years. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Boeing facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues as testified to by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salapour in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salapour cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. Despite raising concerns with leadership for several years, Salapour claims to have been dismissed. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco, Sport, and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns the control modules in these vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. The recall encompasses Broncos Sports manufactured from February 2020 to March of this year. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. USA's John Schaefer.
An investigation has revealed that Jonte Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors and manipulated his own performance in games for betting reasons. One specific incident involved a bettor associated with Porter placing an $80,000 wager on Porter underperforming in the Raptors' March 20th game.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.